This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Governor Rick Snyder has been one of the most enthusiastic of America's governors in pressing Congress and the White House for immigration reform. He recently proposed a plan to attract 50,000 highly skilled immigrants to Michigan. His idea would require immigrants to live and work in bankrupt Detroit, using their skills in science, business, or the arts to help power the city back to health. But there are some who believe the governor's plan overlooks the immigrants who are already here, people who could use a little of that support. So let's talk more about what our state can do to keep the skilled immigrants who are here while attracting new ones. And what about the immigrant who might not possess an engineering or science degree, but who has energy and an entrepreneurial spirit? Are they being slighted by the governor's plan? I'm joined now by Steve Tobachman, who's director of Global Detroit. Welcome back to the program, Steve.
Thanks, Cynthia. Great to be here.
Good to have you back. And it's a pleasure to welcome Nikki Cicerani, who's president and CEO of Upwardly Global. It's a resource for skilled immigrants. Hello, Nikki.
Hi, Cynthia. Thanks for the invite.
You come from a perspective, Nikki, of trying to help skilled immigrants who are living all across the country who are unemployed and underemployed, and you try to find jobs to match their skills. In fact, you helped a husband and wife physician team who came to Ann Arbor. Tell us about them, because it gives us a good idea of what you do at Upwardly Global.
Sure. The couple that you're referring to is just one of about 1,000 skilled immigrants that Upwardly Global will serve in any given year who are in the United States, who have full work authorization, and yet, despite significant education and experience, are, as you said, either underemployed or completely unemployed. And in this case, these folks were actually doctors in their home country, and they were trying to apply for residencies in the United States. And to do that is a very specific process. It requires that one really understand what they'll be looking for in the residency applications and then in the interviews. And in many cases, those things are both technical as well as culturally specific. So much of what Upwardly Global does is help skilled immigrants who in many cases already know how to do the job. We teach them how to get the job. And so that includes everything from how to write one's resume, that would be industry specific, crafting a cover letter, and then the role, not necessarily as applicable with residencies, but in many jobs, the role of networking, as well as how to and practice in doing a successful interview.
And they ultimately wound up in Flint, didn't they?
They absolutely did. So they both, they took residencies. They were offered and took residencies in Flint, Michigan.
Steve Tobachman, we have spoken with you on this program in the past about the many ways that you feel that immigrants can help, not just Detroit, but Michigan. You're so passionate about this. And I'm wondering, we haven't talked with you since Governor Snyder's plan to bring the 50,000 immigrants to Detroit was released. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, we're excited. You know, the governor stayed the state, which was his, of course, fourth State of the State address, and the second in which he highlighted his pro-immigration economic development vision for the state happened this January, and he laid out some very specific and tangible proposals. He's creating an Office of New Americans. He's supporting a MISHTA proposal for an EB-5 Investor Visa Regional Center. And then a week later, he announced this federal policy proposal for 50,000 skilled immigrants to come to Detroit. You know, we're very excited about that proposal. We, you know, it's going to be a long road to hoe, and I don't know the chances of securing the Obama administration support for that, or whether Congress would include it in some of the federal legislation being considered. But nonetheless, it's very smart. I mean, the idea that you could get 50,000 college-educated, highly skilled people, regardless of their national origin, any metropolitan area, any city in America, that's just simply good economic policy. So we certainly support that, as we are at the same time moving forward with a variety of initiatives, including a partnership with Upwardly Global to serve immigrants who are here and to welcome additional immigrants of all shapes and sizes and all education levels.
Nikki, what were your thoughts when Governor Snyder's proposal was first put out there and you had a chance to review it? What did you like about it, first of all?
Oh, what I like is that it's recognizing that immigrants are an engine of economic development. And so we know that this is true, whether or not they're filling some of our hard-to-fill jobs in the economy or whether they're starting businesses. there's a lot of data out there now that will support how immigrants and leveraging the talents that they bring to the U.S. as well as their entrepreneurial spirit is a generator of tax revenue, consumer spending, and spillover jobs created. And so I think it's fantastic that the governor is sort of recognizing and be vocal and innovative about how to take this talent pool and make it work for the state.
What do you think was missing in your view?
Maybe just this population. There's 1.8 million immigrants in the United States today who have bachelor's and better, many of whom's backgrounds are in the STEM, healthcare, and accounting fields in which we're needing skills today for jobs that employers are saying are really hard to fill. And, you know, what we really want to do is just raise the visibility of that talent pool and offer it up as another resource. And so maybe, you know, what we hope is by putting ourselves out there and doing the show that we simply offer up another way for Michigan to tap into immigrants. And as Steve said, we already are in in our partnership doing that for Michigan. But, you know, to increasingly focus here as a near-term solution so that sometimes we don't have to wait for legislation to kick in, but we have another opportunity that maybe doesn't require sort of finagling in D.C.
Tell us about some of these other initiatives, and start with both of you telling us what you're doing in your partnership with Upwardly Global.
You know, I've been recruiting Nikki and her team to the state for 5 years, and they've been very generous with their time. We haven't secured the kind of funding that typically has brought Upwardly Global to states around the country, but really because of their interest in the economic challenges that Michigan's faced, they've been very generous to work with us and the Snyder administration to help outline the licensing requirements in 11 common professions like engineering and pharmacy and physical therapy, legal field, medical doctors, nursing, etc. And they've created an online, easy-to-use guide for foreign-trained and educated professionals. You know, the great thing about, as Nikki said, with Upwardly Global and the 1,000 people they serve is that these are great workers who are already work authorized and are already here legally and are just, you know, you can imagine the transition from another country to just getting up to speed in terms of their licensing requirements, their skills, those kinds of things. And so we've been doing some, they've been servicing the state, which I'll let Nikki talk more about, through doing online services, doing some sample interviews, and reaching out together. We've been reaching out to employers to help break down the barriers, myths, and misunderstandings of the opportunities that already exist with skilled immigrants.
Chime in there, Nikki, because this is exciting.
Well, yeah, it's exciting for us as well. So as Steve said, you know, with the licensing guide, what we offer is a tool, but maybe to further, our online program is really the virtual version of what we've been doing in our local offices for the last 10 years. So with all the information on what's expected in a U.S. job search, how to network, industry-specific information for healthcare, engineering, resume templates and guides, as well as training, virtual training in self-paced tutorials on marketing oneself, doing a LinkedIn profile, etc. And then what's further is engaging the employer community. So we've really been fortunate in Michigan to have Steve's partnership with identifying employers who are going to be interested in signaling that they want to tap into this talent pool. And then what Upwardly Global will be doing is trying to make some of those connections locally after we know people have been through the online training and are really ready to market themselves effectively to these employers. Like we said, sort of making that market where today it might not be getting made because of gaps in the job seeker's understanding or in the employer's understanding about who this talent pool is and how to access them.
If you've just joined us, I'm talking with Nikki Cicerani. She's the president and CEO of Upwardly Global. It's a resource for skilled immigrants. And we're talking with Steve Tobachman, director of Global Detroit, as we talk about ways to tap the energy and the skills of immigrants and power Detroit and Michigan to continued economic health. And it does strike me that missing from Governor Snyder's plan, and even our conversation right now, is a significantly large group of immigrants. And these are the folks who might not have a STEM degree or a business degree or medical training, but they want to come to America. They have dreams of launching a business. So let's just say it is a grocery store, mom-and-pop business. Is there a place for these people in the Snyder plan?
Well, I don't know that the 50,000 visas per se is tapping into that directly, although one of the things Upwardly Global has been great about talking about is that when we move skilled immigrants into their chosen profession in the area where they have skills, we open up jobs that they were currently occupying. So if it's a cab driver who becomes a pharmacist, what we have in the current state of affairs is some foreign-trained pharmacists who are driving cabs. When that job opens up, we can employ others in that job, and that's an opportunity. But the reality is the Office of New Americans that the governor has talked about, the governor's support for initiatives that Global Detroit has helped launch, like Welcoming Michigan and the Welcome Mat Detroit, These are initiatives that are targeting working class immigrants, and this is a critical issue for the city of Detroit. You know, we are the 18th largest city population in the country, but unfortunately we're the 135th largest city in terms of the number of immigrants. We're only 5% foreign born, and if you took Detroit out of the equation, the rest of the region is pretty close to the national average of 13%, but because Detroit is so large and has such a small immigrant population, we see the Detroit metro area only around 8.5 to 9%. The reality is if we were the 18th largest city in terms of our foreign-born population in the city of Detroit, we'd have 108,000 additional residents, and that would be a significant economic boom. It would be a huge win for Detroit public school system, to the tax base, increase safety in neighborhoods where there'd be more eyes on the streets, and the kind of development that you've seen in Southwest Detroit, Mexican Town, the district that I used to represent in the state legislature, as well as in inner ring suburbs like Hamtramck and the eastern part of Dearborn, you would see more prevalent around the city. When you look at how what's happened in New York and Boston and parts of Chicago, you see that immigration is really a phenomenal revitalization tool for cities in Detroit, and that mostly occurs not necessarily through highly skilled and professional immigrants, but through working class immigrants who do bring in additional skill sets and complementary work experiences that can work alongside with native-born, you know, long-term U.S. residents to revitalize cities.
Yeah, Nikki, what's from your perspective, because you really look at this from a national perspective, as you do your work with Upwardly Global, what is it about that Detroit and about Michigan that provides opportunity and also has attracted your interest?
Well, I think it's a number of things. One is that, you know, they are opening their arms and communicating to immigrants who are in the country, you know, come build here. And I think that sends a very powerful message. There, you know, we're at a time in the country where there are states that are doing quite the opposite, and they send that message both directly and through policy. And so what I love is that Michigan's really sort of tapping into this asset that's always been a driver of economic development for the country and acknowledging what immigrants have to offer, again, at a time when I think that there's a lot of negative sentiment towards immigrants.
From what you've seen and the work you've done, to each of you, what are the main misconceptions or misinformation that you find that you have to work to overcome on both parts, not only on the part of potential employers, but also immigrants?
In terms of the, you know, Governor Snyder has been great about communicating this, that, you know, immigrants make jobs, they don't take them. And where you see high levels of immigration, you see prosperity, you see rising wages, and you see larger job creation. And in fact, even among working-class African Americans, you see much lower unemployment in areas with high immigration. That's the biggest myth that we're combating, is this notion that it's a zero-sum game, that, you know, if we bring in additional people, that somehow that'll make it worse for those already here, when the reality is, look across the country, look at examples with large number of immigrants. It's actually improved the quality of life, the job opportunity, and the economy for those who were here beforehand. That's the number one myth that we combat. You know, anytime there's a news story, you look at the comments section, anytime I present publicly, those are the concerns that Michiganders have, because we've gone through such a challenging decade. It's understandable, but the reality is this is a job creator, and that's the word that we have to get out.
I'll give you the final word, Nikki.
Oh, well, I think what I would do is just encourage more innovation. It's, you know, Michigan's really been out on the forefront of this, and I think other states and regions also are starting global initiatives, and I think that's a great thing. You know, what I would do is just is to say innovate to what works locally, and then find the right partners for implementation, and, you know, just this talent pool is here, and I think that it's up to us to figure out in each city or locale how we can tap into the value that they present. And I think Michigan's doing exactly the right thing by signaling nationally that Michigan's a welcoming place for immigrants.
Nikki Cicerani, Upward League Global, and Steve Tobachman of Global Detroit. Thank you so much for talking with us. It was great to get your thoughts.
Thank you.
Thanks, Cindy.
Let's hear now from one of Michigan's immigrant business owners. Jesus Valdez is from Zacatecas, Mexico. He owns and operates a shoe repair store in Ann Arbor. His story is like so many others across the state. He knew his skill was valuable, and he saw an opportunity to make his dream of owning a business a reality.
My name is Jesus Valdez, and I am the owner of Ann Arbor Shoe Repair. Well, I'm a shoemaker. I started to fix shoes since I was 14 years old in Mexico City, so now I'm 60. I opened my business in July 2011. Opening my own business is something that I always wanted. When I knew that a shoe repair in downtown was closing, I said, well, this is my great opportunity. I should try hard to open my own business because there are no other shoe repairs around. So this is my great opportunity and to do so. I think it was my great desire of having my own business. Being an immigrant is certainly more difficult for the barriers of language first and culture differences. There is some other aspects that make it hard to run a business. I'm trying to get help from friends and some customers too that sometimes they give me an advice. Well, I think I'm helping the economy locally because people from other cities as far as Jackson and farther yet come here to spend money on restaurants and other businesses because they just come here to fix their shoes. There's in some places they don't have shoe repairs around there, so they come here and they have heard about me, so they come just to fix their shoes. I hope immigrants, I will tell them that this is a great country with a lot of opportunities, and they should take theirs and don't let them pass by.